Chapter 11. The Struggle of the Jewish Nation Against the True Messiah. A. The Movement of History. The decay in the social acceptance of the divine plan for ordered life since the 13th century has had for inevitable consequence the gradual disappearance of supernatural influences and ideals from the political and economic life of nations. This is the first result. There is a second. The elimination of the supernatural from public life is making smooth the path for the coming of the natural Messiah. He that is not with me is against me. The world is not standing still, and the once Christian nations have to choose between returning to the integral truth of the Catholic Church and falling more and more fully under the yoke of those who are systematically preparing for the advent of the natural Messiah. The supernatural Messiah proclaimed the supremacy of the Catholic Church, his mystical body, which is both supernatural and supranational, and respectful of the natural qualities and particular roles of all nations. The natural Messiah can only have for end the subjection of all nations to the Jewish nation, for the refusal of the Jews, whose national organization had been set up by God to prepare for Christ, to accept the supranational Church of Christ, inevitably leads to their setting up their nation as the highest embodiment of the divine order. Calvary has then a twofold aspect. It is at one and the same time the rejection of the supernatural Messiah with his program, which is summed up in the doctrine of the mystical body of Christ, and the proclamation of a program to be accomplished by the natural Messiah to come. In the mystical body of Christ, all nations are on equal footing, each nation aiming at the temporal prosperity of its subjects, so as not only not to hinder, but to favor their attaining their supernatural end, union with the Blessed Trinity in supernatural life. The natural Messiah, to whom the Jews look forward, is to bring happiness to the world by the imposition of Jewish domination. It cannot be otherwise, given their messianic aspirations. Our Lord asked them to be the heralds of a supranational kingdom. Their refusal meant that they elected instead to impose their national form on the world, and they have put all their intense energy and tenacity into the struggle for the organization of the future messianic age. Thus, when any nation turns against the supernatural Messiah, it will be pulled in the direction of subjection to the natural Messiah. Even Hitler and Rosenberg, with their deification of the German race and their campaign against the supernatural life, which comes from the true Messiah, are in the last resort, owing to the superiority of Jewish organizations, only preparing the way for the new ruler who will put Israel über alles. Satan has a wide view of things. He will be quite prepared to utilize the naturalism of Hitler and Rosenberg to the formation of which Prussian Freemasonry and the philosophy of Kant, Fichte, and Hegel have so powerfully contributed against our divine Lord. There is laughter in hell when human beings succumb once more to the temptation of the Garden of Eden and put themselves in the place of God, whether the new divinity be the Jewish race or the German race. Of course, there are differences amongst the Jews. The Orthodox Jews want to return to Jerusalem, the rebuilding of the temple, and the reinstitution of their worship while awaiting the coming of a personal Messiah. The non-Orthodox or Reformed Jews have departed from the central hope of Judaism by rejecting belief in a personal Messiah, but they believe in the advent of a Messiah in the sense of a messianic age, which will come through the leadership and domination of their race. Writes the Jewish writer Bernard Lazar, quote, "In general, the Jews, even the revolutionaries, have kept the Jewish spirit, and if they have given up religion and faith, they have nevertheless been formed, thanks to their ancestry and education, by the influence of Jewish nationalism. This is true in a very special fashion of the Jewish revolutionaries who lived in the first half of the 19th century. Heinrich Heine and Karl Marx are two typical examples." End of quote. This is true also of the Jews of high finance, the Rothschilds, the Warburgs, the Kahns, the Schiffs, etc., etc. They are one with their people in the ideal of the domination of the race, and therefore in opposition to the supernatural life coming from our Lord Jesus Christ. Our Lord, according to them, attempted to turn aside the Jewish nation from its destined goal. The working out of historical laws. Does that mean that all Jews are bad men? Needless to say, it does not. There are Jews in whom may be seen excellent natural qualities, and the supernatural life is poured out upon us all by our Lord, even upon those who reject him. It does not mean, however, that all Jews, in proportion as they are one with the leaders and rulers of their race, will oppose the influence of the supernatural life in society and will be an active ferment of naturalism. Let us take some examples from New York, where the Jews are powerful. We read in the New York Jewish paper, Freiheit, of January 10, 1937, quote, "According to the Jewish religion, the Pope is the enemy of the Jewish people by the very fact that he is head of the Catholic Church. The Jewish religion is opposed to Christianity and to the Catholic Church in particular," end of quote. Again, we find in the New York Jewish National Day of December 14, 1935, quote, "The public schools must be kept clear of Christmas carols and other Christmas influences. We want all this Christmas propaganda stopped," end of quote. Thus, where the Jews are powerful, they openly attack the supernatural Messiah and the supernatural life of grace which comes from him. In countries where they are only advancing to power, they content themselves with desupernaturalizing the observances and customs which have sprung from acceptance of the supernatural Messiah. When the latter process has been carried on for a sufficiently long time, and Catholics have grown weak, the open attack on the observance of Sunday or Christmas Day, for example, can then be launched.